Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lundquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And every Sunday night from about 8 to 10, we bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. So we hope you'll stick around. We'll have a little break for the news at the top of the hour. We'll be back with a second hour of fine swinging sounds. Tonight, our spotlight artist is alto sax man Bud Schenk. Bud Schenk came up through the big band era in the late 40s, worked with Stan Kenton and I believe Charlie Barnett. After he paid his dues in the big bands, he gravitated to the West Coast and spent most of his recording and performing life out in the L.A. area, where he was very predominant and a first called musician in the studios and did a lot of recording under his own name and as sidemen with other various top-flight West Coast jazz musicians. So we're going to sample his recorded artistry tonight, and we're going to kick it off with a little thing written by a tenor man who was very prominent on the West Coast at the time, Bob Cooper, called Bag of Blues. And this was cut in L.A. in January of 56. And supporting Bud Schenk is Claude Williamson on piano, Don Prell on bass, and Chuck Florey on drums. Let's listen to Bag of Blues. Thank you. the alto sax sounds of our highlight or spotlight artist of the week, Bud Shank. This is tonight will be all his recordings that he done in the late 50s, early 60s on the independent label out of the West Coast, Pacific Jazz, which was very prominent in releasing jazz LPs from the West Coast sound in the 50s and 60s. So it was Bud Shank there on alto sax, of course, and Claude Williamson was there on piano. So what's up next, Al?
Well, I'm going to start off with the Nat King Cole Trio, and this number is one of the first of many that they did as transcriptions for the C.P. McGregor Studios. All of those transcriptions by the trio were done from 1943 to the end of 1945, and they were later released on the Capitol label. The trio, of course, consisted of Nat on piano and vocal, Oscar Moore on guitar, and Johnny Miller on bass. This particular tune Nat wrote, and the title seems a little more appropriate for a baseball field than a love song, but he titled it, You Must Be Blind.
The whole world can see how much I love you, and that you treat me so unkind. If you can't see it, you must be blind. As plain as can be how hard I try to be where you are all the time. If you can't see it, you must be blind. With all the heartaches you have caused, I still go on feeling the same. But for the good that it does, you're breaking my heart all over again. You're so mean to me, but I will forgive, my darling. Please say that you're mine. Oh gee, why must you be so blind? To me, but I will forgive, my darling. Please say that you're mine. Oh gee, why must you be so blind?
So there you have one of the first offerings of the Nat King Cole Trio, featuring Nat on piano and vocal, Oscar Moore on guitar, and Johnny Miller on bass. That was originally a C.P. McGregor transcription released in 1943. Most of the works of the trio were later released on CD on the Laserlight label in 1991. A 5-CD set.
Continue to spotlight the alto sax artistry of Bud Shank. We're going to now move to a session that he cut on the Pacific Jazz label in L.A. in November of 1956. And Bud has, as usual, he rounded up his usual suspects, as they say in Casablanca, with Claude Williamson on piano again, Don Prell on bass, Chuck Flores on drums. Here he revives a great old swinger from the Count Basie Orchestra, first recorded in the late 30s and played by the Count Basie Band all down through the years into the 80s. It's Jive at Five. Thank you. was a nice old Basie item revived by Bud Shank, our alto sax man, highlight artist of the week, called Jive at Five, written by the trumpet player in the old Basie band, Harry Sweets Edison, and, of course, his employer, who was on piano in the original recording, Count Basie. That was Bud Shank on alto sax with Claude Williamson on piano. What's next on your playlist, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by Gene Toot Steelmans from a Dr. Jazz CD entitled The Soul of Toot Steelmans. Toots is versatile on both guitar and harmonica, but here he's going to stick to the harmonica. He'll be joined by Ray Bryant on piano and Tom Bryan on bass, and with Oliver Jackson Jr. on drums. They're going to do a tune written by Jay Miro and Kay Gannon entitled The 5 o'clock Whistle. Thank you. was the 5 o'clock whistle featuring Toot Stillman's on harmonica, or as some blues fans like to call it, the Mississippi saxophone, also featuring Ray Bryant on piano and his brother Tom Bryant on bass with Oliver Jackson Jr. on drums. That was from a CD entitled The Soul of Toot Stillman's, released on a Dr. Jazz label in 1986, which was a remastered version of a signature LP in 1960.
Now we find our highlight artist Bud Schenk in the Pacific Jazz Studios in November of 57. And Schenk brought in his rhythm section he normally used, except he added Chuck Florestan on drums along with Don Prell on bass and Claude Williamson on piano. This is a Robin Roger composition called Long Ago and Far Away. Thank you. great old swing standard done by a lot of jazz musicians down through the years, with Bud Shank on alto sax, Claude Williamson on piano. Great composition written by Robin and Ranger, two of the great composers of the great American songbook that was long ago and far away, cut in November of 57 in L.A. So what's next on the agenda, Al?
Next we'll hear from guitarist Charlie Bird. This is from a Columbia LP entitled Birdland, and it features Charlie on guitar, Tio Macero on piano, Charlie's younger brother Joe Bird on bass, Bill Rickenbach on drums, and they're going to do a Alec Wilder tune entitled I'll Be Around. That was I'll Be Around, featuring Charlie Bird on guitar, Tio Macero on piano, Joe Bird on bass, Bill Rickenbach on drums. It was from an LP entitled Birdland, released on Columbia in 1966.
Continue to highlight the recorded work of alto sax man Bud Shank on Pacific Jazz Records down through the years. In the late 50s, early 60s, I'm going to turn now to a composition written by Bud Shank himself called Monk's Theme, and this time he brings into the studio an interesting backing pianist group that included Billy Bean on guitar, Gary Peacock on bass, and Chuck Flores is back on drums. Let's listen to Bud Shank's version of Monk's Theme. Nice easy swinger by our alto sax man, highlight artist of the week, Bud Shank, fine little pianist group. You heard a nice solo there by Billy Bean on guitar, and Gary Peacock did the fine string bass work. It was cut in L.A. on a Pacific Jazz label in April of 1959. So, Al, what are you going to do next?
Up next is a group led by Charlie Parker. This is from an LP entitled Charlie Parker, the Master, released on the Trip Jazz label in 1975. This is definitely lo-fi because the original recording was in 1946. And it features Charlie on alto sax, Victor McMillan on bass, Roy Porter on drums, and Dodo Marmarosa on piano. And it's a tune Charlie wrote entitled Happy Bird Blues. That was the Happy Bird Blues, a tune written by Charlie Parker and performed there by Charlie on alto sax, Victor McMillan on bass, Roy Porter on drums, and Dodo Marmarosa on piano. That was from an anthology of Parker's work released on the Trip Jazz label in 1975, entitled Charlie Parker, the Master. Well, Clifford Brown's up next with a group entitled the Clifford Brown All-Stars, and it's from a Cool Jazz LP. And in addition to Clifford on trumpet, we'll hear from Zoot Sims on tenor sax, Joe Gordon on baritone sax, Stu Williamson on trombone, Russ Freeman on piano, Carson Smith on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. They're going to do an Ali Rubel, Herb Magnuson tune entitled Gone with the Wind. The Clifford Brown All-Stars bringing you Gone with the Wind, featuring Clifford on trumpet, Zoot Sims on tenor sax, Bob Gordon on baritone sax, Stu Williamson on trombone, Russ Freeman on piano, Carson Smith on bass, and Shelley Mann on drums. That was from a Cool Jazz LP released in 1956.
Been listening to the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM for the last hour or so, and I hope you enjoyed the sounds. What we're going to do is take a break for the news at the top of the hour here for about 5 minutes, and we'll be back for another hour of swinging sounds, so I hope you'll stick around. I'm going to close it out with our highlight artist of the week, Bud Shank, on alto sax, and then he brings into the studio at this time Carmel Jones on trumpet, Gary Peacock on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. This is cut in L.A. in May of 1961. Here they do Duke Ellington's composition, Sultry Serenade. We'll be right back.